Leanne Morgan stands at a makeshift table on the bank of the Kuskokwim River, cutting a huge northern pike. Leanne and her dad, Joe Morgan, make pike a regular part of their diet. All subsistence food is. They eat salmon, lush, and shefish. In the fall, they hunt moose. But the pike they eat contains high levels of mercury. So high that the federal government issued a warning to elders, children, and pregnant women to limit how much they eat from the Middle Kuskokwim River area. Leanne and Joe aren't worried.
We never get sick or anything, so we're fine.
This part of the Kuskokwim River winds through a mercury belt. That means there are already high levels of mercury that infiltrate the northern pike and other fish. It also makes the area ripe for mining. In 1933, Alaska's biggest mercury mine started operating and created its own town. It's called Red Devil. At the mine's peak, during World War II through the 1960s, 200 people lived in the town. But the mine shut down in 1971, when the price of mercury ore dropped too low to turn a profit. After the owners left, it was discovered that the mine tailings were leaching into Red Devil Creek, a tributary of the Kuskokwim, as well as the surrounding groundwater. No one knows when they started leaking. Those tailings are made up of mercury, which can cause neurological damage, especially to unborn babies, and arsenic and antimony, which can cause cancer. The Red Devil Mine began operating when there were few mining regulations. Mike McCrum is the project manager for the Red Devil Mine for the Department of Interior's Bureau of Land Management. He says the owners did remove the groundwater from the mine site.
And then they just stopped and walked away, quite literally.
The materials left behind were toxic enough to attract federal attention. BLM is in charge of the cleanup. So far, it has torn down the old buildings, buried the tailings in a liner, and planted a gate warning people of its health risks. It set up a weir to stop the leaching in 2014. BLM is set to come up with a final remediation proposal within the next year. But McCrum says communicating the risks from the mine to the community has been a challenge.
Because it's a pretty abstract concept, and you're talking to people whose food security is at risk.
BLM tested the water from Red Devil Creek. They tested the fish that swam in the creek. They tested people's hair. They tracked the northern pike and lush that swam in the Kuskokwim River and its tributaries. And the results are complicated. The northern pike that live farther up the river from the contaminated mine site showed higher mercury levels than those nearer to the old Red Devil mine site. That included pike in the George and Halitna tributaries. The Kuskokwim Corporation, a native village corporation, owns the surface rights to the mine. Vice President Andrea Gusty says the lengthy remediation process for Red Devil is too slow, putting more residents more at risk.
Watching the remediation at Red Devil and the process and the years that it's taken, and we still have no resolution, it's been frustrating.
BLM says it takes a long time to gather feedback and do enough testing in order to clean up a toxic site like the Red Devil mine. For now, Red Devil residents aren't too worried about mercury contamination. Joe Morgan, who caught the pike in the Halitna River, will still eat it.
They show us a graphic of where the most mercury fish are, which are up in George River.
Were you surprised when you heard that?
Yeah. Oh, just because I know what, you know, it's mercury. If it was cooked and everything and it's poison, it's dangerous. You get into you and you can, you know, in the long term you'll get ill, sick.
But you're not worried at all when you cut up that pike just now?
No, not really. I'll just dry it.
Despite the Red Devil cleanup, the residents are not as worried about possible contamination from the proposed Donlin Gold mine. While that's a much bigger mine, residents point out that Donlin Gold has to build it under much stricter scrutiny. For our next story, we'll take a look at how Red Devil is trying to gain some governmental power so they can get basic services like a school and health clinic. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Red Devil.